Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm LBJ. You're there and I am here. And you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Welcome. Let me start off by saying, as I always do, I hope my voice finds you in good health, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Not necessarily in that order, but all equally important to help us do this thing we call life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, good evening, good evening, good evening. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come into your life for the next few minutes. I hope my voice is somewhat inspirational, motivational, and just gives you another way of looking at things. And I hold that to be true. All right, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a little pumped up. I got to share this with you. I know this. I don't want this to be a little overload. A few things on my mind, but I will tell you this. I am bringing you along my journey for 2019, and I hope you jump on, and I wish you the best in everything that you are going to set out to do and some of your goals, dreams, and aspirations, and may they all become realized in the near future. However, I wanted to start off this evening the way I began this whole journey. You know, recently I've been doing a lot of content and stuff in the morning. You know, I have my two cups of coffee because I am a two cup guy, and that's been my mantra for the past couple of podcasts. However, I mean, I started this thing by doing it in the evenings. I started it when the day is kind of, you know, done its deed, and I've done my business, my honey-do list, and all of those things. And then I would sit down, and my family would definitely oblige me by allowing me the opportunity to talk to you fine people. So I just said, you know, let me take advantage of that feeling this evening. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I will tell you this. I'm feeling a sense of accomplishment today. And I want everybody, listen, if you do one thing, one little thing that is going to point you in the direction of where you want to go, that is an accomplishment. And what I did today is I decided that I really want to get back into better shape physically, mentally, and spiritually. So you know what I did? I went to the gym. Oh my goodness. I am telling you, I went to the gym, and I mean, it's my one of my regular gyms. I actually belong to two, and I went in, and the lady at the front desk looked at me, and she had a look on her face that was a sight to see. It was like, oh my God. And it was so funny because I did the same thing, and it was kind of like a fun gesture for the both of us. And she was saying, like, where the hell have you been? So that was kind of funny. But I actually, we exchanged some pleasantries. Welcome back. And, you know, I hope we see each other again, which we will. It's one of my goals this year to get into better shape. It's only good for you health-wise, mentally, physically. And as you can see, I mean, I've done it. I've done the gym my whole life, but sometimes you fall off the wagon and you get back on, you fall off, you get back on. Well, I'm back on again, and I want this to be a good one. So it's just like those people I said earlier in a couple of podcasts. If you decided that you are going to have some resolutions this year and you're going to give up smoking, hats off to you. You have my full support, 100%. Hang in there. It does get easier. And what I am telling you, trust me, your body will thank you. See, we forget that part of it. We forget the fact that the changes that we make mentally, physically, and we stop some of those bad habits, your body thanks you. You start to feel better. Yes, you start to look better. You start to eat better. And that's your body saying thank you. So I'm not, you know, bashing anybody that still does it. You'll come around. You'll get your just due. You'll figure it out. But anyway, I was just so pumped up and I was so excited this evening because this is where it all started. I started off sitting down in the evening in my little makeshift studio here and just, you know, spewing out what was on my mind, my feelings, and it was a good thing. So I am gonna, you know, we're gonna mix it up. And I will tell you this, today what happened is I was listening to one of my earlier podcasts. And you know what's kind of funny? And by means, please don't misinterpret where I'm going with this. The fact of the matter is I was listening to it and it was almost like I was listening to it for the first time. And I just randomly picked up one of these, one of the ones out of the 100. That sounds good, right? Out of the 100 episodes that I've done. And I was like, wow. There's no vanity in there, but I'm saying to myself, I'm hoping in my heart of hearts that what I had to say touched somebody, you know, mentally, physically, and spiritually, and it encouraged them to be the best person that they can be. And I mean that so sincerely, people, you know, because, you know, this thing is short at the longest. I always say that. And if you watch the news, and again, I am not political. There's sometimes when you just got to open your mouth and say what you got to say, because you do live in this world. You do live in this country. So, I mean, you do have a right to voice your opinion respectfully. And that's what I try to do. And listen, I'm going to tell you something like this. Really, be honest with you. I got a little chip on my shoulder. I'm not going to lie to you. I got a little chip on my shoulder. You know why? Because, you know, this is the greatest country in the world. And I am not going anywhere else. And I served my country. You know, I have to say that with pride. I am a combat veteran. So I do have the right to open my mouth just a little bit, respectfully. So, you know, that's where I am. But anyway, my point being is you watch the news and it's just so sad. You know, I seen this young girl who was tragically taken down by some nonsense. And then his family who was on vacation and they were driving on the highway and they were hit head on and wiped out the whole family. I mean, that's insane. So, yes, there are accidents. Yes, things happen. Yes. But you got to recognize the people. You know, you got to take a look at it and say, hey, you know, we're better than that. We're bigger than that. You know, at least have some compassion. And it's just like the one short story. I mean, the young fireman who was on the highway and decided to exit his vehicle to help somebody. And tragically fell to a gap in the highway. I mean, come on. I don't know. I'm going off on a tangent. I apologize. Like I said, it all falls back to the same thing. So when I was listening to that old episode, you know, and I was saying to myself, I wanted someone to be touched. I mean, that's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm trying to accomplish here is I want to motivate people. I want to motivate myself. For all of us to be the best that we can be. And I was just so pumped up when I came from the gym today and thinking about how this whole thing started when I used to do it in the evenings when I was really, really just letting it flow. I love doing it in the mornings. Morning, I'm fresh. But right now, I was feeling pretty darn fresh myself. So coming back from the gym. So I just wanted to just share with you fine people. And I challenge you again, one thing, just one thing. When you wake up in the morning and you have your routine, you know, just do one thing that puts you in a direction of where you want to go and some of your goals and that. Just a little one. It doesn't have to be big. Okay. I'll give you one real quick before I let you go. I heard a motivational speaker. I am remiss. I don't remember the name, unfortunately, and I do apologize for that. But I will tell you this. I adopted one of his habits that he was talking about. And when I get his name, I will mention it again in a future podcast. But the fact of the matter is, he says, one of the most important things that you can do to start your day is make your bed. Can you imagine? And it sunk in for me. And I am telling you, I will not leave my house until my bed is made. I don't care how big it is, where it's at, if you live by yourself, or if you're married, or whatever the case may be. One of the most important things to start your day is to make your bed. You know what that is? You've already done something. There's a sense of accomplishment right out of the gate. And I'm telling you, some people, it's been working for me. You should try it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen, thank you for listening to me. Please take care of yourself. Take care of your families, and I say it all the time. Family's important. And if you see somebody that needs a helping hand, there's nothing wrong with trying to help them. I know this one act really, really will make the world a better place. And it'll definitely be one of the things that help you on your journey to becoming the best person that you were meant to be. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm LBJ. You're there, and I am here. And you've been listening to The Heartfelt Truth. We will talk again.